Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Oh, lost, and by the wind grieved ghost, come back again. Well, you remember that line from Thomas Wolfe's Look Homeward, Angel. And most readers of my generation remember that line, that book, and that author. Many of us credit Wolfe with helping us get through the transformation from childhood to adulthood, and for some, opening the door to an appreciation of fine writing. So when on a recent perfect day in Chapel Hill, as the sun beat down through the mild, refreshing chill, I passed by the memorial to Wolfe on the UNC Chapel Hill campus, and I stopped and read aloud from the monument those old lost words as they appear on the wings of an angel sculpture that gives tribute to the university's most famous alumnus. There's another quote on the back of the memorial. Remembering speechlessly we seek the great forgotten language, the lost lane into heaven, a stone, a leaf, an unfound door. Where? When? Well, Wolfe's words, as you heard, still stir me, especially in the simple setting of the memorial. But I wonder, do others remember him? Do his words still inspire new writers to tell, to open their mental guts and spill out their words and stories? Well, the authors I've been reading recently do. They're witnesses to Wolfe's continuing influence on them. All of them found a way to stick in a reference to Wolfe in their books. For instance, in Lee Smith's Guest on Earth, which is set in Asheville, she has her main characters visit Wolfe's mother's boarding house downtown. And then Wiley Cash, who used Wolfe's words for the title of his debut novel, A Land More Kind Than Home. All that came from, those words came from Wolfe's You Can't Go Home Again. Even Pat Conroy's new nonfiction memoir, The Death of Santini, renews his longstanding appreciation and tribute to Wolfe's influence on his writing. And Chapel Hill's Elizabeth Spencer's upcoming book, The Characters Visit a Fire Damaged Memorial, in Asheville. That's the Wolfe Memorial, which was Wolfe's mother's boarding house. And then Terry Roberts, who used to live in Chapel Hills, his book, A Short Time to Stay Here, describes an Asheville boarding house, quote, with its pinched puritanical proprietor, a woman named Wolfe. And of course, that's Thomas Wolfe's mama. Ron Rash, in his new book, The Cove, introduces us to, quote, an old man, tall and gaunt, stooped through the open doorway, his hands in leather apron smudged with white dust. Then he, W.O. Wolfe, at your service, the stonecutter said. Well, finally, the book that's centered around Wolfe, it's called What I Came to Tell You by Tommy Hayes up in Asheville, is about a little boy named Grover, named after a Wolfe character by his dad, who is the director of the Thomas Wolfe House in Asheville. That's fictional, but gosh, Wolfe is everywhere, not forgotten by any of these authors. How about you? Well, if you need a reminder, that lovely Wolfe Memorial on the Carolina campus is just waiting for you to visit. This is D.G. Martin.